How'd your tryout go? I mean, we presume it went well, but how did it feel out there?
Felt great. It felt felt like I was back home. It's good to go out and kick on those fields, and it's quite a facility being built out there, so that was nice to see as well. Looking forward to using it.
I know you took part in the preseason and everything, but yeah, how is that knee? Because the last time we saw you, at least when you were here, you were injured. I know you injured it again,
you know,
too.
Thanks be to God, I've got a tremendous team behind me. They've helped me a lot over the last 2 years, and it feels better than it ever has. So I'm looking forward to putting it to use.
Pat, what's this journey been like for you? I mean, it's hard to get into the league as a kicker. You did it. You were successful, and then the injuries. And just how weird is it or surreal to be back where you kind of began?
You know, we were laughing about it yesterday. It's kind of come full circle. It is a journey, and more than ever now, I believe that God does have a plan for everything, and God's timing is never wrong. The two injuries that I had were supposed to happen. There's a reason for that. I'm supposed to be back here. There's a reason for that as well, and I'm just ready to embrace this opportunity.
Prior to getting the tryout, were you following closely what was happening with this team in the kicking situation?
You know, you hear about it, that's for sure. It's hard not to. Bucks fans were certainly reaching out. I love those fans. I love being back here, so I can't wait to go play for them. But at the same time, I needed to focus on what I was doing, and I was going and I was doing the job hunt. I was back on that, trying to put my degree to use, and you know, that was fun. It kept me busy, but I was consistently training with my father, and luckily it worked out.
What kind of jobs were you trying to land?
I was a finance major, so I interviewed at a bunch of financial firms. Commodities trading I looked into, Strike Orthopedics I looked into, and there were actually a couple lined up, but this one kind of worked out.
Did, I mean, do you feel there's like a fraternity? Did you do any workouts after for the Saints? I mean, I know these guys, you know, routinely on Tuesdays, there's going to be a group somewhere, right? If nothing else, just to compile a list.
Right. No, I wasn't at any of the workouts. I had my own workouts up at Don Bosco with my dad.
Okay.
So that's how I stayed ready.
How many hours went into that? How many times a week? Give us a lowdown on what those workouts were
sure.
like.
Sure. I was in the gym Monday through Friday. Took the weekends off. I kind of tried to space it out like I would a normal game week, and I would kick 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It would be at 1 o'clock, same time every day. My dad and I would go up there right before school ended. Got there at the last period, warmed up, and we were ready to go.
Prior to the Bucks calling you, what was the last look you got from an NFL team?
I was with the Saints for a week in training camp.
Do you feel like, I mean, you've been here before and everything, but with what's gone on, you know, now that you've had a second-round draft pick that was let go and then a veteran kicker that was let go, is there more pressure coming into Tampa and kicking, knowing those circumstances?
I think there's pressure at every position when you get into this league, not so much the kicking aspect of it. And truth be told, whatever happened in the past is in the past. I'm looking forward to Sunday, and that's all that I can control, and I'm looking forward to putting some points on the board.
You said Bucks fans reached out to you when things were going sour here. What were some of those messages?
Just messages of positivity and support and just asking how I was doing. And a couple of videos were up as well, and they saw those. They were happy that, you know, I was feeling better and I was kicking well. And truthfully, it was all positive. So it was good to see. It's nice to feel that connection to a group of fans. It really is.
Are you a better kicker than when you were here before, you think? Has this made you a better kicker?
I'm a better man. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, I'm a better man. So absolutely, I'm a better kicker as well.
What kind of range do you feel comfortable with?
I know. Whatever Coach Cutter needs.
Yeah, I mean, when you were here before, you were pretty accurate, 40-plus and 50-plus. One of the more accurate guys in the league. I mean, is that something that you still have in your arsenal?
Oh, absolutely. All of my kicks aren't on tape from when me and my dad were practicing, but we're pretty accurate still.
You mentioned Coach Cutter. What's the conversation been like with him?
He was just... gave me a smile when I walked in the door, said, "How you doing, Pat? Looking forward to seeing you work," and I went to work, and I'll talk to him in a little bit, and we'll get going.
Pat, what was the longest kick you had yesterday in the tryout?
59, I think.
59?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember your numbers from yesterday, how accurate you were?
I mean, you guys can probably find that out, but I'm here, I'm here, so it kind of worked out.
You mentioned you pursued, you know, other employment, but you were still kicking. How long would you have continued chasing that, do you think?
Truthfully, I think every athlete, there comes a point in time where you know, okay, I need to transition. And I sought out the advice of a lot of different people. I had actually the opportunity to speak with Roy Keane and Martin O'Neill, and Ireland beat Wales yesterday 1-0, so you have to throw that out there as well. But I had the opportunity to speak with them a couple months ago when they were in New Jersey, and they kind of helped me through that process to try and do this for as long as you can, because you really don't get that many opportunities to pursue your dream and play sports for a living. So I definitely wasn't at that point where I needed to transition, and I'm glad that this all worked out.
Patrick, I know you said there's pressure at any position, but I don't think that there's quite as much spotlight on the kicking game than there is on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, what have you seen from that?
How do you mean?
I mean, the spotlight has been on the kicking game from, you know, training camp on, and it's still going on. I mean, what is that like?
Well, truthfully, if you can't handle the spotlight, it's probably the wrong profession to be in. But I'm sure Jameis gets scrutinized as well. I'm sure Gerald and Levante get scrutinized as well. There's pressure at every position, but it's how you deal with it. And to be honest with you, I feel very comfortable in this locker room. I know these guys feel comfortable with me, so I think we work well together. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Did you go through any why me moments? Like, I mean, because injuries are part of this game, but sure. You know, you had reached your dream and had been successful doing it.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a pretty famous guy that said something along the lines of, "I've never met a man worth his salt that didn't appreciate the grind," or something like that. And that man was Vince Lombardi. Having that Fordham connection to him, that why me moment might have creeped in for about 5 seconds, but then you remember stuff like that, stuff you heard down the line, and my dad coming here and working his butt off to provide for our family, and that why me just kind of goes to the background real quick.